From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Paris Alston. Welcome to Consider This from Boston, where Republican Governor Charlie Baker continues to enjoy high marks in the Commonwealth. One recent poll puts his approval rating at an enviable 67%. Now, you might think Baker's enduring popularity here in the deep blue state of Massachusetts would be cause for celebration in the state Republican Party. But should Baker decide to run again, his own party could be his biggest obstacle to re-election. GBH Radio's Adam Riley has more. Hey, Adam, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Paris, thanks for having me.
So what's the evidence that Baker is out of favor with his own party?
You can start by looking at the Mass GOP Facebook page, which everyone should be able to access. There's a ton of extreme comments on there from users, as there are on many social media sites. You know, they call Baker a liberal, a control freak, a communist, a rhino, Republican in name only. Obviously, social media brings out the worst in humanity, which is one reason none of us should be on it. But
here, here.
In addition to the comments that I just mentioned, there are also posts from the party itself indicating that they don't think much of his leadership style. They praise Ron DeSantis on that page for saying that systemic racism doesn't exist. They praise Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, for limiting transgender kids' access to sports. And at the same time, they knock Baker for, as they see it, overreaching on COVID, being too restrictive with the regulations that he rolled out to respond to the pandemic. So right there, you have the state party itself in one of its official organs that it uses to communicate with its voters, basically saying Baker's doing a bad job and he should be more like people like Ron DeSantis and Kristi Noem.
And I assume that Baker was once popular with the Mass GOP, right? I mean, he had to get elected somehow. So how did we get to this point?
Well, he took over after a couple terms of Deval Patrick, the former governor. And I think at the time, you know, Patrick beat Baker to win his second term. Then Baker was able to win election in the next election cycle. Republicans, I think, were very excited to have someone back in the corner office. Massachusetts voters tend to like to put a Republican in the governor's job to counteract or act as a counterweight to the Democrat-dominated legislature, as you know. I think what has changed in the intervening years is Baker's a moderate, and there was always a segment of his party that thought he wasn't conservative enough. But we've also seen the rise of Donald Trump, the rise of Trumpism as the dominant philosophy in the Republican Party. And we've seen Baker be harsh in his condemnations of Trump, increasingly so as his presidency went on. And then we've seen him take a pretty hands-on approach to the pandemic, very different than people like the governors I mentioned earlier, Kristi Noem and Ron DeSantis, or other conservative governors around the state. So I think the shift in the party and external circumstances have combined in a way that makes Baker, you know, majority of Massachusetts Republicans still approve of him, but he's not nearly as popular with his own party as you'd expect, given the way the state as a whole feels about him.
Adam, it is true that Baker's overall approval ratings have taken a hit over the past year, but they are still very high. And a recent Boston Globe Suffolk University poll shows 71% of residents approve of his handling of the pandemic. So if Baker runs again next year, what are his prospects for re-election?
If he seeks a third term, I think his prospects are great. Republicans, I should point out, are a really small share of voters in Massachusetts. They're a little bit less than 10% of the electorate, a little bit less than 500,000 people. There's a lot more Democrats and a lot more unenrolled voters. They're the big dominant group. And Baker is more popular with both Democrats and unenrolled voters than he is with his own party. I think the big risk for Baker is that another Republican could take him on in the primary, and that could be a very close election. Jeff Diehl, the former state legislator, is, it seems, pretty clearly ramping up for a campaign. Think back to the last election cycle. More than a third of Republicans backed Scott Lively, that really extreme anti-gay pastor. That was seen as a protest vote against Baker. Diehl is a much more mainstream character, although he's also, I'd say, more conservative than the governor. And he'd probably do a lot better in a primary than Lively did. One other scenario we're thinking about it's possible that the Mass GOP will make it harder to get on the primary ballot. This is a scenario that people were kicking around more a few weeks ago. Doesn't seem as likely now. But if they did that, it's possible Baker could even have trouble getting on the Republican ballot at the Republican convention, where you have the most conservative of the state GOP's members.
So you've laid out that scenario. And I also want to know, is it possible that enough Massachusetts Republicans could abandon Baker to, in fact, help a Democratic candidate win?
I have a hard time thinking, as much as the Republican Party has shifted in a very short period of time, I have a hard time thinking that if Baker's the nominee in a general election, that you'll have Republicans saying, okay, we're going to cast our vote for someone else, and thereby, if the election is close, potentially hand it to a Democrat. I don't think it will happen, but I wouldn't have predicted a lot of other things that we've seen happen in the Republican Party over the last few years. So it's a long way of saying, I don't know, we'll see.
We certainly will. That's reporter Adam Riley giving us the rundown. Thanks so much, Adam.
Thank you, Paris. Good to talk to you.
Before we go, I should tell you what else is up. The state's steamship authority was hit by a ransomware attack this morning. As of this taping, the authority's website, which is used to book trips, was offline, but the authority's official Twitter account says all ferries continue operating at this time. The incident is under investigation. Meantime, Acting Mayor Kim Janey today held a closed termination hearing for Boston Police Commissioner Dennis White. White has been on leave since February after past allegations of domestic violence surfaced against him. Janey says she will make a decision soon on whether White should get his job back. Switching gears a bit now, new research from the Boston Foundation shows a link between health outcomes among low-income residents and whether they have stable housing. The study is part of a five-year effort that looks at social determinants of health and found that emergency department visits for children were nearly cut in half when families were either connected with housing counselors or given subsidies to pay rent.
They would say, you know, their child is more healthy. I myself am more healthy, which is highly correlated with actual health.
That's Stephanie Scholl of the nonprofit Neighborhood Developments in Chelsea. She says respondents were clear that housing stability meant less illness. The study also showed improved mental health among caregivers. And we end today with some sports news. Danny Ainge is retiring as the head of basketball operations for the Celtics. Team coach Brad Stevens will take his place.
I wish we would have, you know, finished the year on a much better note. But I feel like there's so much hope in the Celtics going forward. And I'm excited for Brad. I think that Brad, he was born for this.
Ainge's departure comes after a disappointing end to the Celtics' first round playoff run against the Brooklyn Nets last night. So there you have it, Celtics fans. We wanted big changes, and now we've got them. From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, the greatest combo since basketball and business, I'm Paris Alston. Be well. Hey, true story. Consider this is only part of my day job. I also work on WBUR's local daily news magazine show, Radio Boston. Radio Boston is another way to get a whole bunch of information about what is happening in our city and our region every day. Just search for Radio Boston in your favorite podcast app and hit subscribe.